You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I'm here with Catherine Turner, the proprietor of Turner Fine Art, home of Jackson-based painters Catherine Mapes Turner and Jennifer L. Hoffman. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Meg. It's wonderful to be here.
It's great to see you. And you have a holiday group show coming up, or maybe it's a group show that is happening over the holidays, and a really fun ugly sweater party coming up. Give us the details on that.
Well, we're inviting everyone who enjoys art and the holidays to come and join us tomorrow evening from 5 to 7. We're showcasing the artists that we hosted this summer, and they're all small works, perfectly sized for the holidays. I created a whole new collection of small works for the show that I'm really excited to share as well. It was fun. It was fun to put this body of work together. It felt really playful.
And when you say small works, what's the size range?
We have pretty much from 6x8 to 16x20 is okay. Kind of the range.
Nice.
They're nice sizes. They're little gems.
Wonderful. And who are some of the artists that are featured?
Besides my work, we have the work of Mitch Bard, our recent fine art photographer, Jake Davis. You'll get to see his work. We also have a Jackson favorite, Ben Roth. We also have a Colorado artist, Jane Hunt, Stacy Peterson, and a favorite of mine, he's a very painterly painter, Eric Jacobson.
So that is tomorrow night, Friday, December 14th.
Tomorrow night, yep, on the 14th. It's open to the public. It's free. All are welcome. Anyone who comes wearing an ugly sweater or other festive wear gets entered in to our prizes and a free raffle for one of my mousse pieces. We're really wanting to just celebrate the season with this great community and do it in a way that invokes creative expression.
Your gallery has gone through various iterations over the years. It used to be Trio Gallery. Now it's Turner Fine Art. What's your current mission?
We're having a really wonderful time sharing art with the community. Our gallery has been so well supported by this community for so long, and it's gained a reputation as being an artist's gallery, artists owned and operated for 15 years, and now it still is. But we have an opportunity to expand who we share the work with, and we're really enjoying that opportunity to open the space up for other artists. We have a guest artist for this exhibition, a Jackson artist, Alyssa Hartman, and she has a collection, a little collection of small works in this show that you don't want to miss. They're really sweet pieces.
Nice. I met Alyssa once out when she was plein air painting, which I know is something that you love doing too. What do you love about plein air painting?
Alyssa and I have a standing date every week to go in the park in the evenings together, the two of us, and it's a great practice that we keep each other motivated to do. So plein air painting is part of my practice, and I just love being out there because that's where the seed of my inspiration is. And it's important for me to be there in the moment of where the light is and learning from nature, the forms and the colors. There's no substitution from working with life. I am sort of a fair weather painter, and I don't paint when the temperatures are what they are right now, which is hovering around zero.
Understandable.
So, I'm a delicate flower, Meg.
You know, I'm with you. I'm with you in my pajamas. Well, actually, we just took pictures. If you can check us out on Instagram, we're in our ugly sweaters.
We are in our ugly sweaters, and it's lost a little on radio, but we got Instagram for that. But this time of year is when I snuggle into my studio and explore different compositions in my studio with the luxury of time. And I did a sort of variations on a theme for this collection. I did a series of crane paintings exploring the same composition, but with different palettes and different tones. So you can kind of see how I work that way in the studio.
If you're just joining me, I am talking with Catherine Turner from Turner Fine Art. And Catherine, I wanted to ask you, what role do you feel galleries play in a community's art scene? In addition to being a painter, you've run this gallery or helped run this gallery for years, 15 years.
Well, it's no secret that Jackson is known for its arts. But the galleries play a critical role for that. And I argue that we have world-class galleries in this town. You go and you have a museum experience, really. And I think that's something really significant, that the arts are so accessible and the galleries make it that way. here. The other thing that the galleries provide is the final link in the arts process, which is the sharing of the art. Because art is made to be shared. All art, music, dance, film, it's all created in order to be shared. It's not supposed to stay in the artist's studio. It's not supposed to stay in the film canister. It's supposed to be shared with the rest of you. And that's an important step for the artist as well. And so the galleries present the art and they get the feedback from the client and have that experience. And so that's what we love to do. Our mission at Turner Fine Art Gallery is to share uplifting and beautiful work. And so that's the art, the type of art that we focus on and try and create an experience when you walk into the gallery that you're having an uplifting experience. So we just want people to come in. We want people to come and experience our space, experience the art that we're sharing there.
Your gallery has always exhibited really high quality contemporary wildlife and landscape art. And I wondered if you could talk specifically about what you see contemporary artists exploring in these particular realms.
I'm a native Jacksonhole person, so I just paint what I know and what I love, and I paint my life. And that's what the other artists do here. It's an expression of our Jacksonhole experience. And that's why we love to exhibit Jackson-based artists, because it's a shared experience that we have, this value for the land, the value for conservation, wildlife that we interact with. That's what makes Jackson special, and it can't help but evoke expression. At least that's been my life story. That's what I think is also unique about Jackson art scene, is that we have creative outlets that express what we love here and the life that we love in Jackson. Our gallery focuses on that because it's an authentic part of who I am and who we are.
It really comes through. And it's so interesting because I just talked with Jake Davis and Ben Roth, and they really echoed those same kind of sentiments you're speaking to.
So. That show was special, and I'm so glad we still have pieces from that show because it was excellently crafted work, but super fresh.
Exactly.
Super unique. And that's what Jackson can be known for.
Well, thank you for sharing some time with us today. Can you recap the details about tomorrow night's ugly sweater party / art opening?
We want to invite everyone to our delightful art ugly sweater party tomorrow, Friday, December 14th from 5 to 7. Come wearing your ugly sweater festive wear to win prizes. We are at 545 North Cache, across from the Visitor Center, north of town.
This is Meg, and I've been talking with Catherine Turner. Keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.